Today, on Rainbow Country, the Artist's Way series continues. This episode, poet Tanya Neumeier, plus music from LGBT recording artists. Stay tuned for Gay Talk Radio Toronto Style right here on Rainbow Country.
Hi, I'm Mary John Torrey, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Starts right here on this gay radio show. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. After all, we've come a long way since 1969 and the Stonewall riots to the legalization of same-sex marriage. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this continuing journey through Rainbow Country. Welcome to CIUT 89.5 FM. This is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community. I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. A little bit about me. I am an LGBT content creator. I'm also a recording artist. Let's get social. Let's get interactive on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Honey, follow me, I'll follow you back. Do you want to be on the show? Do you want me to play your music? Get in touch. And honestly, the best way to do that sort of thing, think of it as business, honey. You'll be doing business with moi. Send me an email, mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com, marktara.com. So this is episode 54. On this episode, the Artist's Way series continues with poet, activist, author Tanya Neumeier will be my guest, plus my featured LGBT recording artist is Toronto artist Thiago. We'll hear three tracks from Thiago a little bit later on in the show. So let's just take a breath. Let me just take a breath. Pride happened here in Toronto. It was lots of fun, lots of gaiety happening. If you took part, I hope you had a good time. I did. Not Pride weekend, but the weekend before was Village Fest 2017, CIUT and myself, we were there on the street Saturday and Sunday doing roundtables, talking about trans issues, talking about LGBT artists making a mark, doing a spoken word event. Actually, Tanya Neumeier was part of that spoken word event. Lots of fun. It was great meeting everyone that came up, that said hello, that said CIUT, yay, 30 years. As of 2017, 30 years on the FM dial. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun, and I actually get to exhale just a little bit. Just a little bit. Keeping the shows coming. Believe it or not, in June 2017, Rainbow Country is a year old. Yay! 1 year old. and don't look it. So, stay tuned. Tanya Neumeier will be joining me. We'll be hearing about her. We'll also be hearing from Thiago, Toronto-based recording artist. So stay tuned because, my friends, this journey through Rainbow Country begins right now.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
She is a spoken word artist, an LGBT activist, an advocate. She is Tanya Neumeier. Welcome back to Rainbow Country. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark Tara.
Now, you were on, I guess, about a year ago.
It feels like it's been some time, but it's also gone very quickly, yes.
Yeah, yeah. What have you been up to, honey? Tell me.
Lots.
Were you recently on a tour?
I was, yes. That was in May. And
where did you go?
I performed in Saskatoon, Vancouver, Thompson, Manitoba, which if you don't know where that is on a map, look it up. It's very far north. And I saw a giant bear. It was it was a fabulous tour. Stopped in Winnipeg, saw the Human Rights Museum because I had to fulfill that activist part. And
right.
So it's been a busy few months in poetry. We have National Poetry Month in April. The tour was in May, and it's June, Pride Month. So as a gay poet, I've had a busy 3 months.
Wow. So you, like you just said, you're a poet. You have written 2 books, Piecing It Together in 2009 and What Breaks Me Open in 2015. So talk to me about poetry and when you discovered your love for poetry. When did that happen for you, Tanya?
That was about 2006. I went to the Canadian Festival of Spoken Word, which is a national competition held in Canada. And I was shocked and awed and amazed and inspired by what I saw happening on stages. And that was held in Toronto. I was new to Toronto from Kingston, Ontario. I'd graduated from Queens, believe it or not, in engineering and in international development studies, in geological environmental engineering. So I clearly didn't study poetry. Everything I learned began on that day at the Canadian Festival of Spoken Word here over on Bathurst in Toronto.
Do you consider yourself a poet, a writer, both?
I do consider myself both. I usually use the term poet because for me it's informed by some of my mentors, like Lillian Allen, who's a dub poet. And when I saw her definition of a poet, which is a community builder, a political catalyst, an educator, and a performer, I thought those are all the things I wanted to do that nobody told me could come together into one amazing package.
Right.
So for me, poet is not some thing on a page for a library far away. Poet for me is a person who's active in the world, sharing ideas and inspiration and trying to keep a positive cycle of change going. And that's what I see happening in the spoken word community and what's inspired me to keep building my career in this art form.
So you may have answered this question already, but I'm going to put it to you. Mm-hmm. What do you think the difference is between a writer and a poet?
I think a writer is a really general term. So yes, of course, I write. And I remember Gloria Steinem, to write is to write is to write is to write is to write. And I really do take that on in my writing practice. And I mostly write in free verse, in a spoken word type format. I've played with essays, played with theater work. But as far as what I've published, it's pretty strictly spoken word for the page. So that's a particular kind of genre. So I think writing can be many things. And I think poets have often been like thought leaders and change makers, whether or not they're conscious of it. I mean,
right.
Jose Marti, I've studied his work a little bit, and he was writing out of Cuba. And he said, a grain of poetry can season a century. And in my mind, if you're creating something that is like a seed, that can something can grow from, that is potent and rich like that, then it almost necessarily has a ripple effect. So I have no idea what my ripples will be. I hope they're positive. I've been able to speak with, you know, gay kids across the province. I was in Sault Ste. Marie at the end of May and was really inspired by some of the youth that I met up there. And to see the hunger that people have for poetry, to see the desire to tell their own stories that youth have, the way that they respond positively to seeing a role model, yeah, they say things to me like, wait, you're like Ellen. Hey, are you Ellen? You know, they have their Instagram going and their Snapchat. And, of course, I play with them like, oh, well, I'd like to announce that under your seats, I've got a prize for you. It's the power of your imagination. Ooh. We're now going to write in a workshop and try to put that on the page. So I guess, you know, my way of defining poetry from writing is probably unique and also resonates with the genre of spoken word. We talk a lot about what makes spoken word different from poetry and what makes slam poetry, or is there such a thing different from poetry? So
what are the differences?
There's so much to talk about in all of this.
But is there really a difference?
So in terms of from a specialist point of view, slam poetry typically speaks about the kind of work that would be performed. So it's not poetry that is...
It's not like written word.
Yeah. It may be written, but it's if it's written, it's usually the performance rendering of the piece. And that's what most of the pieces in my books have been. It's also designed to fit into 3 minutes. So it's not the length of a novel. It's not the length of a haiku. It's often also has a balance of the writer's personality, identity. There's something of a personal anchor so that the person can embody the work that they have and make it come alive. So slam poetry also tends to be political, and that's where the feminist, the personal is political. You have a tension. Whereas in poetry more broadly, you know, you often find that a personal story can have something universal in it. So I think there's a lot of resonance between really good slam poetry and good poetry in general. You know, in certain cases, they don't need to be torn apart. You know, if they're cousins, happily, let them be, you know, family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you think anyone can be a poet?
That's a good question. I certainly teach... I've taught with the arts councils. I've had to keep track, but I haven't done my math for the end of the school year yet, as it's just June. So over 3,000, I think, students had to write their own spoken word piece, and I certainly take that approach. Now, when I go into a classroom, some students say, I hate poetry, and that's what we work from. So even for them to say, oh, I didn't know that this could be poetry. So certainly it all doesn't sound the same.
So do you think anyone can be a poet?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm...
It's kind of like singing.
Yes.
Most people can carry a tune.
Right.
But would they be considered a singer?
I guess the question is, can anybody be a good poet?
I think
I think I come firmly down on the side of, if you want to write poetry, by all means. And let me tell you one thing that happens. As soon as people find out that you're a poet, very often they'll be like, oh, I wrote this thing. Could you please look at it? And people will tell you, like, I'm a secret.
And, of course,
to certain teachers, I'll say, and students, you may or may not know this, but I'm about to out your teacher as a poet, right? Because they write. So I like to honor people's self identity, and that's, you know, what I would do as a queer person too. So if you're writing and you think you're a poet, keep writing. You're fabulous. Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I am a member of the League of Canadian Poets, and they helped me with that recent tour, and I was also at the end of May for Doors Open on the U of T campus with the League of Canadian Poets, talking to, you know, maybe 100 or 120 people who were here and who were happy to hear about poetry for a good hour, which was fabulous and fantastic, and there was lots of enthusiasm. And I joke sometimes about poets who are members of the League of Canadian Poets that it sounds like we should be wearing a cape, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are not issued capes because arts funding and because it would be a little ridiculous and over the top, but that inner circle, I mean, you have to apply and there's an application process. You can be a full member, you can be an associate member. There are circles where there's clearly defined and, you know, you are a member, you're not. You are a poet and you're not. And what's interesting about those, what makes you part of a club or not, is that spoken word artists for a very long time were considered non-poets, not part of the broad artistic community. So we've been outsiders, and there have been people who have brought in kind of hybrid forms and dub poets, and certainly George Eliot Clark, who is now our parliamentary poet laureate, who's doing fantastic things and who was our poet laureate in Toronto. He helped to create the Toronto Poetry Map with the Toronto Public Library, so his legacy is kind of alive and well. And I'm not sure how many people know, but he's, as a member of the League of Canadian Poets, did make inroads and advocate for spoken word artists to be members, to be able to be fully participating in arts funding and the programs, the conferences, Feminist Caucus, all the various opportunities that are there for you as a member. So that's a great honor and a tribute I like to pay. Thanks, George.
On that note, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Great.
Hello, Toronto. It's party time, and I'm Julie Lee.
I'm DJ Dallas.
You're listening to CIUT
89.5 FM.
So I understand that you have a bronze medal.
I do.
From 2012, I believe?
Of course, it's not made of bronze, let's be real.
Okay.
It's made of some other metal that's probably a lot cheaper because arts funding.
Okay.
I can tell you about that festival, though, because it was a great kind of landmark for me. So I through...
Now, this was the Canadian Festival of Spoken Word that was held in Saskatoon.
Exactly. So this festival I mentioned in terms of where I got my start at poetry, mm-hmm. where I was first inspired. And so it moves around city to city throughout the years, depending on which community is ready and able to host it. So Saskatoon was hosting us. They were fabulous hosts that year. And I went with David Deliska, Charlie Petch, and Britta B., three fabulous human beings. Noah Kaplan previously had been part of our team when we went to the U.S. Nationals. We didn't fare very well there, so it doesn't really make the headlines, but it was a fun trip. In Saskatoon, we had group pieces where we were using our voices as kind of choral. So what you hear me do today is just my voice with its own variety, you know, going fast, going slow, loud, quiet, etc., putting emotion into it. But if you can imagine having that range of each person's voice and what happens when you start to overlap lines, it actually can really add a lot. And then imagine also not just the vocals but also the performance, what happens when you get four bodies on stage. You can mm-hmm. do a lot in terms of a kind of choreography. So we did one poem in particular at the semifinals bout that I remember. I don't know if I've yelled with so much passion in my life. We did this poem where it was called You Know What Pisses Me Off. And all of us went off, basically, for 3 minutes. But the point was also that we didn't like angry poetry with no sense of hope or resolution, you know, that slam poets do in competitive mode take on usually a hyper-masculine, very loud, aggressive, yelling. And that gets people's attention. Of course it does. But, you know, what room is there for variety and scope in terms of the artistic form of the performance? So people laughed and enjoyed our performances. We also did solo work, and we went on to the final stage, and I think Saskatoon took first that year in their home turf. So we were honored to get to be a part of the festival all the way through, and we took home that bronze medal.
Excellent.
Yeah, I should say the poems are on YouTube. So if you look on my YouTube channel, I think it's Tanya Neumeyer, youtube.com/Tanya Neumeyer, Neumeyer. You'll find links to some of my poems that I've published myself, and I've, in my favorites, added the festival pieces. Lots of poetry is out there on YouTube for spoken word. So if you don't yet have a favorite spoken word artist, I'd encourage you to shop around.
Mm.
I haven't been on the team since I got my fill in 2012, and was like, all right, peace, thanks. You know, bronze is good enough for me, moving on. Some people, like friends of mine, Andre Prefontaine, he's a fabulous gay Toronto poet, and he's competing very recently at the World International Poetry Slam.
Wow.
So there's lots of competition out there to be had, and My focus in the slam community is how does it make me better as an artist by memorizing my poems, by performing them often, and how do I contribute to a community that is vast across the country. It's international, from Syracuse to Singapore to Sault Ste. Marie. And, you know, we have poets who often come from marginalized communities who are telling stories that often otherwise aren't heard. So you see where there's a natural intersection for activism with slam poetry and spoken word. And one of my dreams has been to try to create a partnership between mental health professionals and poets, because when we do workshops, when we share our work, we often find that we can really get to the heart of something with people very, very quickly. So in workshops, that means, you know, that often we have to kind of quickly learn to be skillful with what comes up for people. And in communities, we've negotiated terms of, like, should we consistently mention a trigger warning before performing a poem, for example, about domestic abuse? Or is it part of the art that that experience leads you in there? And I think, you know, some of my friends, like Ian Kedekou, says that we've learned how to manage what might otherwise be triggering or traumatic when we watch movies or we listen to rap music. But because spoken word is this visceral embodied form and it has a lot of power through its words, we can really take people to a very specific moment, for better or for worse. And so I think some of the work we have to do is around learning what structures really take people somewhere but also help move them through. There's a fabulous amount of, like, catharsis that can happen for poets as they perform. They talk about it as a kind of like cheap therapy. And, you know, and audience members keep coming back. Can you imagine, Mark? We have two shows a month down at Toronto Poetry Slam underground, and 150 to 200 people come regularly. We often sell out those shows. Like, people are hungry for this art. Wow. And we have new people getting up on the mic, so people are also hungry to perform. Often we don't have enough room for everyone in one night.
So that event that you just mentioned, where is that?
So that's at the Drake Underground. I think it's 1160 Queen Street West.
Drake Hotel.
Yeah, the Drake Hotel. So we have all the details on TorontoPoetrySlam.com. So I'm a part of that 8 or 9 person collective. And we've been doing shows in the city for 11 years. So
that's fantastic.
We've had a birthday after birthday, you know? And it's really great to get to be a part of that community. And, I mean, that's brought me to perform at, you know, and do workshops at the Sony Center, the Toronto Public Library, Harbourfront, Nuit Blanche North, all sorts of places that I might not have gotten to otherwise.
Are there other gay individuals that are part of that collective, or just yourself?
Yeah, no, gay and trans. So I mentioned Andre Prefontaine, who repped us at the Worlds recently, which was fabulous. Charlie Petch, a trans performer who I've done some work with, and they are on the Toronto Poetry Slam Collective as well. Ayoub is one of my favorite new gay poets. He's young and new to the scene, and I hope he sticks around performing, you know, really, really relevant work. Mona Musa is a poet who's, I think, booked over like 200 shows a year, and she now runs Feather and Anchor, which is a touring company. So she's actually the woman who helped to book my tour and is providing those services, which are nowhere to be found. It was like a desert. And she's only providing it, you'll love this, to BIPOC and LGBTQ folks. So she's supporting artists to get on the road, to not have to sleep on couches and, you know, find funding for hotels and to get paid for what we do and for it to be valued.
That can always be a struggle. It's
absolutely.
Always a struggle.
Absolutely. Yeah. Couch life.
Couch life.
Tour life. Couch life.
So if people might be interested in finding your books, your two books that you have out right now, how can they do that?
Well, the Thomas Fisher Rare Library, it's great that we're on U of T Radio, so it's not that far from where we are right now. It has a copy of What Breaks Me Open. And those books were published by the Hellbox Press, which the first one was made entirely on a printing press. So if you've never held type in your hands that goes into a machine and gets ink everywhere and then eventually it looks pretty on the page, you know, it's really an honor. And it's an old art form now when we're living with digital books. There's a new book out there. Marilyn Simmons wrote it, and it's it's about this question of the kind of digital divide, but it's also about my publisher, Hugh Walter Barclay. He's fabulous. He's 82. He's my oldest friend. Mm. So we're actually working on a third book because I'm sold out. So you have to go to the library, the National Library of Canada in Ottawa, or right over here at the Thomas Fisher Rare Library to see my work. I do put a lot online. So as I mentioned, YouTube, you can see and listen to the poems there.
Right.
And stay tuned for the third book. Mm-hmm. We're working on it.
And if people want to find out more about Tanya Neumeier online, how can they do that?
TanyaNeumeier.com. That's TanyaNeumeier. I'm on Twitter at Tanya Poet, on Instagram at Tanya Neumeier, and on Facebook at Tanya Poet. It's easier to spell Tanya Poet than it is to spell Tanya Neumeier.
Hi guys, this is Mika Barnes. Very happy to be with you on CIUT 89.5 FM.
I'm so gay that people tell me I look like Ellen. I'm so gay that one day I plan to grow up and get gay married. Thank you for that phrase, Bear Bergman, one of my favorite gay authors. Yes, I have favorite gay authors because I'm that gay. I'm so gay that all my haircuts are styled by my gay stylist, but is it the gay haircut that makes the gay person or the gay person that makes the haircut gay? I'm so gay that I decorate my bike with glitter and then chase after rainbows, because glitter is a sparkling reminder of my participation in the Dykes on Bikes contingent of the Dyke March. Every year I go to the Dyke March, the Trans March, and the Pride Parade, where my ex-lovers read poems, my siblings dance in gay bars to celebrate me. I have danced alongside Elizabeth May in the Green Party. I have dressed as a radish for Food Forward. I have marched with the Proud Anglicans and been part of the Toronto District School Board's water gun filling support team for the kids on the kid decorated float. All of this is a very public reminder that I deserve to love and be loved and be myself. See, I'm so gay that I'm proud of it. Because I have to be. When my partner and I hold hands on the street, we are the Pride Parade. I'm so gay that I have a partner, not a business partner, but a spoon-me-in-bed, cooking-meals-in-our-kitchen-together life partner, a one-day wife partner, and I need to learn Russian because she will speak it to our baby's partner. We're so gay that we took the queer women's parenting course called Dykes Planning Tykes. When we do have children, they will likely be called Queer Spawn. I'm so gay that you probably know it when you see me because I love to wear dress shirts and ties and big gay boots. When I ballroom dance, I usually lead. I mess with gender. I actually identify as queer. And I need a poem like this to respond to when you say, "That's so gay." Because I'm gay. So unless you're one of my super gay friends celebrating our fabulous LGBTQ2S lives with that expression, I don't want to hear it ever again. If someone around you says it, stop them and talk about it, please. If you're so straight that you narrow-mindedly don't understand parts of this poem, do your research on how to become a better ally. Because I'm so gay that I love to dance and have a nap when I'm really tired and I eat nachos and I am like you. I know sometimes that scares you. You want to make me other and lesser, and that is not okay. You need to check your understanding of human rights before your madness does any more to dehumanize me, my loved ones, my family, and my community, because I'm so gay that it's only part of who I am, and I deserve to love and be loved and be myself. We all deserve to love and be loved and be ourselves in all the ways under the rainbow.
Well, Tanya Neumeier, Tanya Poet, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, such an honor and a pleasure. There's clearly I could talk about poetry all day and night. Good thing it's midnight, right?
All day, every day.
That's it.
Hi, I'm Liberty Silver, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening. listening to CIUT, and this is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show. And I'm your little gay host, I'm Mark Tara. And that was a poet, activist, author, Tanya Neumeier. And as you just heard, she did a great performance of her her poem. I think it's called I'm So Gay, maybe? But she did that at not this weekend, Pride Weekend, but the weekend before Village Fest 2017 on Church Street. And she killed it. Nailed it. Tanya Neumeier. Way to go. Way to nail it. So, I think it's time we switch gears. And we have a little bit of music. So when I return, Toronto recording artist, Thiago. Stay with me.
This is City Councillor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
My name is Thiago, and it's pronounced Thiago, T-H-I-A-G-O, and I'm a singer, songwriter, and performer from Toronto. I started recording and performing at age 13. From there, I released my first international single, which led me to go on a club tour and record my first album, Premonition, in 2006. When it comes to my music, I would say that my sound is more Latin pop, with a mix of Enrique, Ricky Martin, Selena Quintanilla, all those wonderful artists that inspired so many artists that we have today. I think I always knew I was gay, even as a child growing up. It was just a very hard transition for me, both personally and as an artist, to come out. It was kind of like I had to come out twice, per se. Kind of hard to explain. I mean, there was Thiago the person who had to come out to his family and his friends, and there was Thiago the artist who had to come out to the music business. It wasn't easy, but I did it, and today I couldn't be happier with who I am, both personally and as an artist. Today you're going to hear three of my original songs, Till the Day I Die, featuring Canadian rapper XL, Fly Away, which is a ballad that I wrote for my good friend Renee Rodriguez, who unfortunately passed away. This song means the world to me. And of course, my latest single, El Momento, featuring Latin-Canadian recording artist Tatiana DeVos, who is also from Toronto. I've had the honor and opportunity to work with many amazing artists in the GTA. If you wish to check me out on social media, please follow my Instagram, which is at Thiago Music Online. Like my group on Facebook, facebook.com/Thiago Music Online. And of course on YouTube, youtube.com/Thiago Music Online. Manos arriba!
Something at me, don't know what it is, but you do something to me. Green eyes staring, got me electrified. Don't let the night waste, girl, don't be shy. You got the whole spot when they who you are. You can have any pick, but it's mean by far. No reason to bring your trust issue to the flow. Just put your arms around me and now you know that
I oh.
Don't faze me when I am around you. Stop. Take in your smile. Your smile. Can't you see that I want you as bad as you need me? Touch you, feel you, say you'll never leave me. Oh, dance with me tonight.
She gon' whisper in
I'm an ear, say I'm yours tonight. She gon' came with her girls, but she's here tonight. She the party of the night, the highlight of the night. She make me wanna stop, hit pause and rewind. Couldn't help but watch you on the lawn. Yeah, I know you got your own thing going on. Where you working it, I can tell you bad. Don't know if you got a man, but I wanna let you know that
conmigo.
Come on, trick up, let's dance some more. Those hips, those eyes, you can't control.
This night is made for you and I. Canta conmigo.
To the day I die.
Latinos, repórtense, que ya llegó el capitán Thiago with the one and only.
CIUT 89.5 FM, and this is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community. And I'm your little gay host, I'm Mark Tara. Hey, how's it going? Check me out on social media, at Mark Tara Music. Honey, follow me, I'll follow you back. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that sort of good stuff, you know? So we just heard from Toronto recording artist, Thiago. We heard Till the Day I Die, Fly Away, and just now we heard Memento. So I think let's keep the Toronto vibe going with some independent LGBT artists. What do you say? When I return, we'll hear from Roy DeVos Deeper, as well as DJ Betty Ford with a Carol Pope remix of Transcend. Stay with me.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Segato, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
good as gold.
I think you know.
Numb from too much attention, caught in the sun's reflection. I'm gonna transcend the Versace color spin-off, rail thin bodies, shock of new, then the bold acceptance. Feel like something shiny caught in your peripheral vision. I'm gonna transcend. Transcend all of this. Gonna transcend. Waiting for you under harsh lights of reality. The now, the not now, later. Kiss you, it's like banging heroin. I'm gonna transcend. Kaleidoscope colors turning. In black and blue till a bereavement. Photograph of you and me embedded in the pavement. I'm gonna transcend all of this. Gonna transcend. I'm gonna transcend all of this. Gonna transcend. I'm gonna transcend all of this. Off this mortal coil.
And welcome back. This is Rainbow Country on CIUT. And we just heard Roy DeVos, Deeper, and DJ Betty Ford with a remix of Carol Pope's Transcend. Don't forget, get social, get interactive on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. My email, mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com, and everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com. Next week is, I'll have an episode on the 13th annual Real Heart Film Festival. You'll have to tune in. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me. Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.